Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday
to Kenny. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Hello, happy speak to Bob.
Hey, look, it's Craig James.
Wow.
He just followed his girlfriend to college.
Hey, it's Todd McShay.
I just want to go to this college no one's ever thought of going to because my girlfriend thought of it. They didn't pay me.
His teeth look...
They paid others.
...immaculate compared to that 30 for 30. 256.
Blind. Maybe they paid her. Good.
Dude, his...
Maybe because you have low def here?
No, his... His teeth in college were quite jacked. But
maybe they paid her to lure him to that school with that groove thing of hers.
Must be some kind of a groove thing, huh?
Maybe once upon a time.
Like, how do you, like, you keep backing up and lead him to the school?
It's one way.
Like,
one way.
It's not like you're holding out a Scooby snack back, you know, to try to get the dog inside.
She's just bent over. He's walking ahead of you.
Right, bent over.
Here's a groups thing.
Oh, sorry. Bob called for me. Don Davis Auto Group and the Snoring Center bring you Dan.
Thank you, soulmate.
Friend.
I'm glad you can make it in today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be
weather.
Working noon to 7.
Look, guys.
I'm working at all, you know what I mean?
Grooves emailed us yesterday.
I won't make it in tomorrow.
I didn't decide that.
Well, who did?
I'm not going to be able to work.
Who made that call
today?
Jer.
Did you see Corby's signature on his email when he email replies everyone?
Yeah.
Sent from my iPhone.
He shouldn't be allowed to have one after
all. So you let Jer make your decisions for you, huh, Shoopy?
You tell Jer. Oh, okay. I guess he does.
So.
By the way, I didn't think that was racist of the Chicago Sun-Times.
No?
No.
Oh, that's surprising, coming from you.
Like, if he would have been holding a weed eater, that would have been racist. But just a mix-up? That's not racist.
Now, why would he do that, Snake?
So, let's just put a picture of any white ball player.
Boy, please don't.
Hey, look, we got Greg Maddux. Here's just, here's Tom Glavine.
Please don't ever tweet that, Corby.
Yeah, as long as you don't tweet it. That's the bad part of Twitter, right? Would you admit that there is a bad side of Twitter?
One bad thing about Twitter is that once in a while it's going to cost somebody.
It offsets the good thing about racism.
It does.
Today is Monday.
You know, there have been a few times when I had something ready to roll and I thought twice about it.
Really?
Backspace, backspace.
Isn't thinking twice? Isn't that why it's better just to wait for your radio show?
Right.
Then you'll have a clear head, you'll have thought about it, you'll have slept on
it. How about those who
feel that it's a big enough thing to say?
How about those who don't?
Say it in your forum. You have a forum!
How about those who don't think twice on their radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, today is Monday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. There are 355 days left.
That's all?
2011.
Man. That's nothing. Where is the time going?
Mike, on this day in 1901, the Spindletop oil field in Beaumont, Texas, produced the Lucas Gusher, heralding the start of the Texas oil boom.
Remember that?
Isn't that when you did your little drinking straw thing? When you were talking to the other guy and you were like,
"Now, is that when
put
you
the straw and it just sucks all
Is that when you loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly?
Were
no,
standing,
and no.
Were you standing on the gusher when it gushed and it puts you up into the air?
And you're just laughing, you're jumping up and down.
No, I was not around on that electric day which so shaped our great state.
And on this day in 1997, Dallas police ended their investigation into Dallas Cowboys stars Eric Williams and Michael Irvin, saying a woman's claim that Williams raped her while Irvin held a gun to her head, although creative, was false.
Just kidding. What's the name of that movie, Corby?
Which one?
So you're contending that this allegedly happened?
Oh, it was.
I'm not contending that it allegedly happened.
Well, I believe your partner over there is.
Can't remember the name of it. I've already forgotten it. It was one like Best
Picture. What was that woman's name?
What was the name of the movie with the dude?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Preacher and the oil bit and the.
Cumulus Media.
Hi, is this Lisa?
No, it's Will.
Will?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What are they doing with you on the switchboard?
I got to fill in every once in a while.
Will, what was the name?
There will be blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There will be blood. Yeah.
What are you wearing, Will?
I am wearing a suit, some suit pants, some Stacey Adams shoes, and a very nice button-down shirt.
Why are you dressed up? Well,
and he's even got a tie,
dude. Yeah, why are you becoming a suit, dude?
What happened?
Come on, where's the black glove with
Come
the
on,
fist?
Tom.
Man, y'all know I like to dress up every once in a while.
Come on, man.
Are you Tomming out
with
the man, dude?
Black glove with the fist.
Come on, baby. Don't do this to me, Will. It's only five of us up here, dude.
I know.
It's us.
Us.
Yeah, us.
What about me?
Five? There's five black people there?
I don't count. That's it.
I don't count. I'm a minority.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Look at me.
You
I'm
are
a minority
as white
too.
As snow.
Isn't that percentage a bit high? Five?
Help the white guys.
No, it's low.
Come on, I'm a minority too.
Are you really not?
Yeah, I'm 25% Jewish.
That's right. His dad, or uncle, Carl Reiner.
That's right.
Jewish.
My dad's brother.
Monica, Mike.
And you're some old F.
I'm Blasian.
Oh.
Oh, really, Mike? I didn't know that. Okay. Six, then.
Into a little foreskin.
Whoa.
Anyway, Will, what are you doing?
Just a quarter
why'd
of
you
it?
Call us?
I believe y'all called me.
Oh, that's right. Can you hook us up to, I can't believe I'm going to ask for this.
Drink your milkshake.
What are you hook us up with
about?
Pete Stanton,
There
please?
Will be blood.
Oh.
The last scene of...
What?
Pete Stanton.
He's...
What? Dude, Pete's gone.
Yes, he's not here.
Since when?
Last week.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Sales,
what happened?
Sales is the most oft-imitated account executive is no longer with us.
I thought Pete was right here.
Hey, guys. What happened to Pete?
He went into, I think
was he asked to leave, or?
Yeah, he left on his own volition, yeah.
Oh, he didn't have, like, Alec beard or something?
No.
He was my baby doll's hookup. Damn it.
I think he's going to train.
He had it with working for Toad, so he left.
With that part.
You can help out Tom with the baby doll's VIP room?
Of course I can.
Oh, okay.
Is that your game?
Drink your milkshake.
Well, Pete Stanton's birthday was
that
this weekend.
That brings all the boys to the yard.
This is our Daniel Day-Lewis impersonation.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Drink your milkshake. And they're like,
so who is that?
Asian Mike.
Who is that, Mike?
All right, Will, are we still doing ticket stock?
Mining them.
Am I still doing ticket stock?
Yeah, what's next on the ticket agenda?
When is ticket stock?
They're not having it this year.
What are we doing? Don't we have a guys' night out this week?
It costs too much money.
We do on Thursday.
Will, what's the date?
There?
I'm there.
Will, what's the date of ticket stock?
February 25th and 26th.
It's really late this year.
Mm.
You know the dumbest thing? Or have they announced when the campout is? Should I not talk about it?
No, not yet.
All right, never mind.
What?
All right, Will. Got to go.
Cool. Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
No, I can't say that I have.
No girls? Come on, Will.
Bob, did you want to tell Will anything just to say goodbye?
Hey, do you know I dated a Hooters waitress?
Bob, I actually dated a Hooters waitress, too.
Oh,
we should hang out.
Yeah. We should hang out.
You Double can make them hula hoop.
See, this is one great thing about racism.
We'll enjoy that.
What, dating a Hooters waitress is the one good thing about it?
I don't have any idea.
All right, Will, gotta go.
Right.
See you, Will.
See you later.
All right.
See you at the crossroads.
Hang up. Oh, he did. Elsewhere, DP emails us.
Where did Pete Stanton go?
Hey, guys, right here.
He went to the world of magazines or some such.
What kind of magazines?
There's a thriving business on its way up.
He's an account executive.
Like, isn't that one thing under radio? Like, you think radio's the worst, and you're like, well, at least we're not a magazine.
Yeah.
You know?
Or
neither of them will be around in a year.
Radio or newspapers or magazines.
They'll both be gone in a year.
I think you're.
He just listed three things, and then you said they'll both be gone in a year.
They'll all be gone in a year.
All right. What do you say? What? DP writes, "Hi, beautiful midday guys.
That's
How about that ride in?
Thanks.
Huh. Was hoping you might wish Jerusalem
Hello?
Jackson
right in?
From theunticket.com a happy 40th birthday.
I do enjoy that guy's name.
Jerusalem, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if it's
as
his
a
real
name.
Name.
Look out that window.
So
here's one.
Kind of like the name Alabama. I like that name. Or Georgia. It's a good name.
Hey,
Bob. Had Georgia.
Be a crackhead.
My wife and I are
ain't Georgia?
Big P1s. Yep. And fellow VRBCers. I go to my church. My wife turns the big 3-0 today.
Oh,
now, keep in mind, they go to my church, so...
So you why are you showing that? Us these... Why is your hand clearly going towards your
right.
mouth?
What are you saying?
why are you shooting dice?
Scoped that out?
Yeah.
I'm telling you...
I didn't know you owned a church.
There's a...
it's your church, the Church of Bob.
There's no picture here, but happy birthday to Candace.
Oh, you're
Candace,
handing me the picture.
Huh? Yeah, there's
Michowski.
No... If there's no picture, then why are we doing this?
Well, Bob just drew a picture. Wow, she's voluptuous,
she
Bob.
She gets the church... She gets a church exemption.
Did you
way
draw
out of proportion.
Did you draw a wiener on her head, though?
Corby, are you really trying to help here? Because it doesn't seem like you're trying
and
to help.
And Ross says
she's
his
certainly
dad...
curvy. I'll say that for her.
She is, Bob.
Is that a swastika tattoo on her arm? Or?
Oh, wait a minute. Wow. Everyone, find your seats.
And David Taylor
the master
is 61. Elsewhere, Dion Figures, 41. George Foreman, 62.
Still could be heavyweight champion. Right now.
How old are his six sons?
Throw away his grill when I get home.
Anybody watch that thing on Ali this weekend? It's probably old. It was like the last couple of fights of Ali when he fought Larry Holmes and then Trevor Burbick. And it was they were saying that obviously...
Are his questions rhetorical during a set, or are we supposed to answer?
I'm not doing a set. I'm asking
yes,
a
we did.
No, I think there's
am I the only one who watched
here.
That?
Just
yeah,
stay with
I saw
him.
It.
I saw it, too.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Thanks a lot,
wow.
guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, who else would say that?
Yeah.
I don't get the punchline, but everyone else is laughing.
Yeah. I can't believe we got
Snake.
Tickets to this.
Snake!
I can't wait to get his autograph after the show.
Yes. Are you selling t-shirts?
We did!
How long after the show's over do you think it'll be till he comes out?
I'm right here!
I just want to see him.
I mean,
close.
When I went to see Gordon Lightfoot, he maybe waited about an hour and 15 minutes. I think it'll be that long.
Well, maybe. Probably.
Will he sign our CDs when we're done?
I have a birthday, Dan. If you'd indulge me for just a second here.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Here's Mike on Facebook.
Well, no, not really.
On his yeah, you are. I'm looking at your, what is that thing? Your iPod?
Yeah.
Platinum sponsors.
You got to get a computer, dude. That thing's a beatdown.
Today is the
Come
birthday
on,
of...
You don't have an iPhone. Like
Jennifer McSweeney.
Jennifer.
A long time people. No, we know her, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Let's
all right.
Look at that.
Now, it's also the
McSweeney.
Birthday of Laura Reno.
Laura
Who?
Reno. That's a
yes.
fake name.
Also the birthday of Richard Justice.
Of
the Houston
wow.
Chronicle.
He had some interesting points yesterday.
Is he a
oh, he's
of
got
yours?
Many interesting
That's
points.
Vague.
Yes, he used to... Work at both the Morning News and the Times Herald up here. Also, the birthday of the great drummer Jerry Saracini of Naked Lunch.
In the USA
and
Today.
Isn't he in the Grateful Dead band, too?
Yes, he is.
That's right, I am.
He's in Forgotten Space.
That's right. That's all I have.
Also, yesterday was the birthday of Joe Michael Porter.
Wow.
Joe Michael Porter.
Wow. I wonder if he celebrated by going on the internet.
He told me he's staying at Stanford, too, because of Andrew Luck's decision.
And it was the birthday of the noted musician Eric Tagg.
Never
and
heard
Craig
of him.
Fisher.
Not noted.
Back to you, Dan.
Gary Fisher.
Nothings.
Elsewhere, Willie McCovey, 73, who has a cove. And Bob.
Yes, sir.
Glenn Robinson, 38.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
No.
From
what
the 96 Dream Team.
Wow.
Oh, the
and
big dog.
One of the reasons the NBA changed their salary structure, I believe.
I've never been so sure that we were about to enjoy a decade of awesomeness.
Mr. Big Dog.
You won the Glenn Robinson lottery. The road to the NBA Finals is paved.
Mr. I'm Glenn Big Dog with the Milwaukee Bucks, and I never listen to what radio.
You what listen?
I'm Glenn Big Dog with the Milwaukee Bucks, and I never listen to bad radio.
Listens?
Never listens.
And his last name is Big Dog?
He's Glenn Big Dog.
Pat Benatar, 58.
Mike.
Would you?
What?
Well, dude, yeah, it's right in your wheelhouse.
Would you, Mike?
Oh, certainly.
Hold on.
You know, she's kind of chunky in the trunky. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong.
What is absolutely wrong with that?
I thought she was a little bitty girl.
Do you want to talk to Mike?
Do you agree that love is a battlefield, Mike?
Yes, I do. No, it's actually love is a paddle wheel.
What is that, a Weird Al song?
Hang on. I think he just started.
Wow, morning zoo.
Was that a morning zoo bit? One of your patented bits that you weren't allowed to take over from there because they own the copyright?
No.
He's been waiting 20 years to issue that joke.
There's a paddle wheel.
I just about have.
Here's why Mike is going a little weird today. Today is the 63rd birthday of Donald Fagen.
Oh! Why are you here right now?
Which could be pronounced in a different way.
You could have met here only weeks ago, and you blew him off.
Shouldn't you be with Bodhisattva?
The man was in town.
He'll take me by the hand.
The man was in town, and Mike blew him off.
And show me the shine in his Japan. A sparkle in his china.
So, is he nerding out today in some way for his birthday, you think?
I imagine he is.
Probably chasing the dragon.
I have a birthday, Dan.
It's Matt McLaren
here.
If I may.
The host of the Dallas Stars pre- and post-game
show. Wait, where's Ty?
On the little
is Ty doing, is he at the K-State spring game or something?
Ty is stuck in snow in Kansas.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so.
So he was up there for the spring game.
I guess.
Well, what do you have for us today, Matt?
Today is a huge day in the realm of porn star birthdays. First off, it is Isabella Pacino's birthday, who is 27, star of the film Little Red Rides the Hood, In Through the Back Door 2, and Don't Waste It, Taste It. And also, Linda Lovelace is 62 today.
She's a legend.
Mike.
Wow.
From the senior tour.
Raise your hand if you saw her... if you saw Deep Throat at an actual movie theater. Go ahead, raise your hand, Mike.
Oh no.
Did you really?
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
Did you take a date there?
Yes, he did.
Taxi.
Little pizza.
Taxi driver.
Little porn.
You'll love the cinematography.
It was her idea.
All right, go ahead. More or no? You're not listening to her in movies? Or?
We know them.
You're done.
Yeah, we know.
And you're done.
Elsewhere. Oh, Donovan.
Yes. I like Little Red Rides the Hood. I need to see that flick.
Entire hood.
Doug E. Doug, 42.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Please.
Neither of us should be here today, you know?
Your favorite rapper?
Between Donald Fagen and Doug E. Doug?
Doug E. Doug is not a rapper. He's
what?
An actor.
What is he?
Doug E. Doug.
That's Doug E. Fresh,
an actor.
Right?
Doug E. Fresh is someone different.
Says right here,
listen
rapper.
Listen how mad Donald is.
Don't confuse Doug E. Doug with Doug E. Fresh.
What was Doug E. Doug in? 227?
Wow, he's getting mad.
Well, he may have been in 227.
Isn't this mad?
He may have been.
Dude, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have brought it up if I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Dougie
Fresh is a good.
Jeez. Dougie
Doug.
Just don't say anything else. He's on the verge of throwing down his headphones and leaving the room.
Right. Sorry, dude.
Uh-oh, he just put on his black glove.
Uh-oh.
Janet Jones, 50.
The one on his hand.
Janet Jones, the Gretzky wife?
She took plexiglass right to the head.
And the star of Gymkata, or one of those Gymnastics Saves the World
American
movies?
Anthem.
Nothing wrong with that, Gymkata.
Rod Stewart,
right,
66.
Right.
Nothing
so
wrong.
Hot back of the day.
There's only one way to defeat 1,000 ninjas, with gymnastics.
Right.
He had his stomach
true.
Pumped.
Did Rod Stewart get his stomach pumped?
Yeah, he did. I learned that in second grade.
Right.
Oh, no.
Everybody learned that in second grade.
And now, how about some spares?
And now, someone you will all enjoy.
The comedy stylings of Mr. Dan McDowell.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still
Cleveland's
hanging around.
Cleveland's
Rod Stewart, huh?
Didn't he have a stomach
Look
pump?
Here, Dan.
Just because you're pissed that I mentioned Dougie Doug and your affinity for him.
Look here.
Oh, look at that old school shirt. Is that like a brand new one made to look old?
Yeah.
Gotta make it happen.
I like it. I like the logo.
Harry Gantt, 71.
Now, was that draw a, that in my notebook of, in school, yeah. Where Harry Gantt.
Better times.
Big Harry Gantt.
Than now?
Yeah.
Yeah, careful. I think anything is, isn't it?
His brother Smelly.
Now, which Stephon dad would take you to those games?
Beauregard, 43.
Where Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Bobby Rahal, Rich, is 58.
Wow.
You hey, see Rich. That, Rich?
That's an Indy 500 winner, right?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Did you guys see that picture of Rich in the bathroom?
Yes. What? How can you miss it?
It makes posted going above the number urinal. One very enjoyable.
Yeah, I can't wait till I have to go again.
Look how excited he seems in that thing.
Wouldn't you?
He's living the dream.
Wouldn't you be?
There.
Right.
Just combining guns and racing.
That's like you hitting the game winning. That's like you winning game six.
What?
Yeah.
I made a three-pointer tonight.
Yeah, that's how
that's
you
the
look.
Equivalent. Like yes. Winning the helping the Rangers beat the Yankees in Game 6. That's the equivalent of Rich doing whatever
well, maybe
he did.
We need a picture of that. Ron's
that'd
just
be
at
awesome.
Top of the pile.
Ron's in a Rangers baseball game.
Hollis Thomas, 37.
Oh, that's an Eagles great.
I bet you his day is not going well.
No.
Mm. Oh, no.
Why?
Like, why, throw it, why throw it into the end zone on first down like
to
that?
Riley Cooper?
You know?
Cooper Loop just made a big catch.
Don't you just spike it and wait?
Or, maybe.
It's a mistake.
By the way,
you know, we could go around and around about that, but what if he catches it?
We're getting
what
reports
if throws
that
a little bit better?
Linda Lovelace may not still be with us. Did you guys cover that?
Oh, yeah, she's dead.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She passed
dead.
Away.
Yeah.
I think she choked on something.
James Washington is 46.
Wow.
A former Cowboy great?
Evidently.
How's his radio show going?
Oh, wow. Look, it's very successful radio personality, Corby, to laugh at the others.
Wow.
Yes, Corby, someone who has wasted everybody in his path.
Yeah, well.
That was directly in the path, huh, Snake?
Now, that guy decided to have me on one day, and it didn't go very well, and I laugh at his demise.
Is that OJ?
No, he was a jerk. A real jerk.
OJ?
He just didn't get my comedy.
He didn't get my racially fueled Miami
comedy.
He didn't
get how awesome I am. Born on this day, now dead, Jim Croce.
OJ?
Ooh, that's
and
a
and Linda Lovelace.
That hurts. Mm. That hurts.
OJ, have you heard my Cuban set?
And dead on this day, still dead, Paul Lind.
Greatness.
Bob with his Paul Lind impression.
Don't know who he is.
Hey, dude, Uncle Arthur on Bewitched.
Chico on.
You don't know who Center is. Square.
You. Uncle Arthur?
And
he's a gay.
I drink.
He's gay.
More milkshake.